Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and this week we are going to continue our discussion about East Penn Restaurant Week. East Penn Restaurant Week is February 28th through March 5th, and our first guest is the owner and chef at Mi Havana Cuban Cuisine, Chef George Arce, or Chef Gio. Welcome to On Every Main Street, Chef.
Thank you for having me.
Chef, give us a little history about Mi Havana.
Mi Havana was kind of thought about 7 years about. I really love and enjoy cooking food and for family and friends. And I always used to host family and friends come over to my house and eat. And not just Spanish food / Cuban, but other cuisines as well. And I just been over 20 years in the restaurant industry.
Uh-huh.
At one point, I just wanted to do something of my own. And after 7 years of thinking what to really launch out and having different concepts in my mind, what to do, a year ago, this just dropped in my head, and I dropped all the menus and all the other concepts I had in my mind, and I put that aside, and I just started writing a menu for a Cuban theme and thinking a name that will captivate a crowd, and Mi Havana came to mind because I wanted it to be kind of personalized for everyone. So Mi Havana, trying to say My Havana, and coming into a restaurant, being in a cozy environment and warm environment where you get to listen to the cultural music and have a cultural food of the Cuban cuisine. That's kind of how it burst out. I really enjoy when having people over at my home.
Chef, what do they ask for when they come to your house? What do they say, Chef, make me this?
Not anymore. Now that I'm cooking here for about 10 hours,
uh-huh.
I really don't have anyone over to my house. But back then, I tried to do something different for them. Basically, let's say a roast pork, that's something that I do have here at the restaurant, which a lot of people love because it's so tender and juicy. Ropa vieja, that's a flank steak that's stewed in a nice broth of tomato and a beef. And those are things that are unique flavors in the Cuban culture and in the Cuban food that I want to portray out and have my guests, whether it was at home or here at the restaurant, really enjoy.
Help me better understand Cuban food. It's not a lot of sauces, yet the taste permeates the food. How do you make it taste that good?
Some people say, you put a lot of love into the food. I say, yes, I do put a lot of love because I'm passionate about what I do. But I also try to add a lot of flavors. So I try to look for the ingredients, first of all, that are Cuban-inspired. And basically, then I try to layer other ingredients, other flavors on top of that. So I add a little bit of a Latin flair to it. However, trying to keep it as close as possible to the Cuban culture, Cuban food as possible.
What would you say is the difference between Cuban food and other Hispanic cultural food?
There may be a difference with the particular spices that they may use. And different if you go to different restaurants, maybe somewhere in the Lehigh Valley, everyone kind of has a different type of flair to their food. But with the Cuban food, it's kind of three ingredients they consistently use, and that's cumin, garlic, and they use salt. And I try to have my recipes on and keep consistent my food all the time. Whereas you may have gone other places, and it may vary from time to time. Let me just note that the history is birthed out of African and Spanish influences. When back in the early century, they were invaded by these other countries, and those influences of food have stood there to today and has evolved, where the Cuban food, it's Afro-Caribbean mix with a lot of Spanish influences.
We're talking with Chef Gio from Mi Havana Restaurant and Cuisine. Chef, tell us how you are adhering to the safety protocols so that when people come in, they know that they're in a good environment.
We sanitize pretty much everything where the customers do come in, and we're wearing our masks to try to accommodate and have everyone feel comfortable when they're coming in to the restaurant.
And you have takeout food, right?
Absolutely, yes. And we still accommodate for a curbside if someone calls in and doesn't want to walk into the restaurant and wants the food delivered to their car, we'll do that for them as well.
Describe a great dinner for two, including an appetizer, main course, and dessert if somebody's not been to Mi Havana.
A great appetizer. People do love the traditional empanadas and papa rellena. Those are the two kind of basic Spanish influences type of appetizers that we do have. And we have two other that are very addictive, the Cuban sliders and the Caribbean pork sliders. People love those and they come in and they do get that. Also, as far as the entrees, I have an entree that I created called the Havana Tour. And that has a little bit of everything, seven components. So we have some shrimp on there, some Cuban picadillo, some roast pork, sweet plantains, and some yuca, which is garnished with some garlic oil, garlic, and some pickled onions on that. And the traditional Cuban black beans. People do love that. It's a lot of food. People are not able to finish and take some home for the next day.
All right. And dessert?
The main dessert here that people do love, and I've gotten a lot of raving reviews on it in comparison to other possibly bakeries or restaurants in New York and other places, would be the tres leche cake that we do here. And our coconut bread pudding would be probably the second one. And I also bake that here on the house, which is drizzled with some guava sauce and garnished with some toasted coconuts and confectioner sugar on top.
Chef, how do we get to your restaurant?
I am here located at 1301 Chestnut Street in Emmaus in the East Penn Plaza strip mall right across from the Weiss. You can take 78 and get off on Cedar Crest Boulevard and take 2908 towards Chestnut.
And your web address, please.
Mi Havana, LV, as in LehighValley.com.
We have been speaking with Chef Gio from Mi Havana Cuban Cuisine. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. We are on a gastronomic food tour around the world, and we don't even have to leave the Lehigh Valley. Next, we welcome Tom Ballas from Sahara Mediterranean Restaurant. And Sahara Mediterranean Restaurant is also part of the East Penn Restaurant Week. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Give us a little history about your restaurant.
This restaurant has been around since 2014. It's a Mediterranean family restaurant. So I bought this place from the previous owner back in June 2019, me and my spouse, we went on this venture together. We're both very, very passionate as far as food business and the food industry. Here we are a year and a half later serving all our customers here in the Lehigh Valley. Even with this pandemic, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. We take it one day at a time. Again, we're serving our customers. As far as we're very happy as far as we're progressing things, and we only see better things in the near future.
So, Tom, how does somebody remain safe? I know you follow all the safety protocols. Do you have takeout and dine in?
Yes. So, basically, what we have right now is we are definitely following the protocols from the state of Pennsylvania. Everything's sanitized here. We make sure that when our customers come in, we definitely let them know all the protocols that we follow. So right now we are doing 25% indoor dining, and we do curbside pickup at the same time.
Who taught you how to cook?
My mom. I was always very, very passionate. Actually, I started as a corporate guy. So I started doing this late in my life, and I love what I'm doing. I wish I could have started this earlier in my life. I just love it. I just stayed in the kitchen, watched my mom do a lot of good Greek Mediterranean stuff, and I just picked up, and I try to perfect it better than her, and we joke about it till this day.
When you say Mediterranean food, the Mediterranean area is a large area, so...
It is a large area.
And you mentioned maybe hints of Greek flavoring, and how far across the water do you go when you say Middle Eastern?
You're right. When you think of the Mediterranean, we think of a lot of countries, a lot of regions that touch that water.
Right.
So you think of Greece, you think of Portugal, you think of Spain, you think of France, you think of Italy. Right now, as far as the two countries we are touching is Greece and Italy. It's all authentic food, of course. But right now, what we do is the bulk of our menu right now is more Middle Eastern. So I have actually, my spouse is from Morocco, was born there, so we offer some Moroccan food.
Terrific.
Authentic Moroccan food. I have a Syrian woman working for me. She's amazing, very, very talented woman. So we offer Syrian, Lebanese. And I also have a young kid who also works for us. He's from Egypt, and he puts in his flavoring there. So it's almost like a small United Nations here.
Now, Mediterranean food can be very healthy.
Absolutely.
How do you keep everything fresh?
Right. So basically what makes us different than the other food establishments out there, in my opinion, is that it's all about fresh ingredients. I think you hit it on the nail. I mean, I do the shopping every day. I like to touch and see the product. We have an open concept here in our restaurant. So we cook everything right on the spot. I always tell my customers I'd rather take that extra 10, 15 minutes to bring out the food and get it right the first time. And it's all about fresh ingredients. That's what food is all about. It's taking that extra time and having the luxury to go out of your way, to take that time and put that love into it and just serve it to your customers. And they see it, whether it's our salads or our appetizers or our platters, our sandwiches. Everything's made on the spot. I try to stay away from that frozen stuff. Nothing against that. We take that very, very serious here in our restaurant, giving our customers quality, fresh ingredients.
So you actually go to the store and shop for greens, for example?
I go all over the place, whether it's in Allentown, whether it's in Bethlehem. Again, I like to pick and choose my ingredients for our customers. Again, like I said to you a couple of minutes ago, I like to see and look at the product. Very particular that way, and just want to be different and just want to stand out different than all the other establishments out there.
Once again, we're talking with Tom Ballas from Sahara Mediterranean Restaurant. Tom, a first-time diner comes into your restaurant. What would you direct them to? Talk about perhaps an appetizer, a main course, and dessert.
Yeah, so we joke around about that. It's funny that you said that's a great question. So basically when our customers come in there, they'll ask me, so what do you recommend? And I'll joke around with them. I'll say, I recommend everything. But at the end of the day, it's all about what people are comfortable with, right? We have the vegetarian part of it, and then we have, for us, people that are meat eaters, right?
Sure.
So when we talk about appetizer, let's take somebody who likes vegetarian. It would be the cauliflower appetizer, an example, which is a big seller here, our hummus. Is also a very, very big seller here. You know, it's just talking to the customer and seeing what they're comfortable with. And then again, I'll direct them and I'll make the recommendations as far as what we have and what we have to offer. Even our meats, if we take that as an example, we marinate our meats anywhere from 48 to 72 hours just to give it that tenderness. And, you know, everything is incorporated with fresh herbs. So again, you know, you're having that conversation initially with the customer.
Uh-huh.
And see what they want, and then I'll make the recommendation and see if they want to order that.
So you really have to do a little bit of a diagnostic with a first-time customer to find out what they enjoy.
It's easy for me to say, like, you know, like I said to you jokingly, you know, everything is good here. But again, it's what they're comfortable with and what their diet is like. So, again, we have from vegetarian to all the way up to people who are big meat eaters.
You have lamb also?
Absolutely. We have lamb. That lamb, special type of meat that has to be marinated up to 72 hours because, you know, it could be gamey. Just want to make sure that you get that gaminess out of it when you marinate it. It's also a very, very tender meat, and it's a big seller here.
One trip to your website or your Facebook page will show people what you're all about. So when you're in the kitchen and you're taking a little break, what is your favorite go-to food that you make?
Our biggest sellers here is our chicken kebabs, whether it's a platter or a sandwich wrap, or the chicken shawarma, which we also marinated. It kind of goes on a spit. So So those are probably the biggest sellers, whether it's a platter or a sandwich. Also, our traditional Greek gyros, or the right way to say it is gyro. Again, it's all about authenticity. And probably I would say those are probably our three biggest sellers as far as on the meat side. And going back to what I said with appetizers, you know, the cauliflowers and the hummuses and our vegetarian grape leaves, stuff like that, which are very, very popular here. But if I had to pick one, one item from my menu, it would probably be the chicken kebab. The chicken kebab, it sells so fast, which is a good thing. I'm really happy with it. Whether it's a platter or a sandwich wrap, people just really enjoy it. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Tom, how do our listeners find you? How do we go to Sahara Mediterranean Restaurant? Where are you located?
We're here in Allentown. We're probably about a quarter mile up the road from the Hamilton Crossings. We're in a plaza called Shepherd Hills Plaza. We're located at 5661 Hamilton Boulevard here in Allentown. We're kind of hidden in the Shepherd Hills Plaza. But again, another way to find us is you can find us on Yelp. You can find us on Google. We have our own Sahara page on Facebook. And any questions you may have, you can look us up, and we'll definitely be glad to guide you here.
Tom Ballas from Sahara Mediterranean Restaurant. Thank you very much for joining us on Every Main Street.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street as we continue our worldwide food tour and never leave East Penn. Joining us now is Jeff Virginapa, the owner of White Orchids Thai Cuisine and Notch Modern Kitchen and Bar. Welcome, Jeff. Jeff, you're an optical engineer who returned to the restaurant business. Restaurant business must be in your blood.
Yeah, we've been doing this now for about 13, 14 years. We're looking on a good uptick.
What called you back to the kitchen?
grew up always wanting to, yeah, basically take care of people, and enjoyed the restaurant atmosphere, especially, you know, working in the scene, you know, when in the younger days and everything, and being able to you know, make people happy.
So let's talk about Notch Modern Kitchen and Bar. You describe it as Asian fusion, correct?
Yeah, modern American with an Asian twist to it. We have some nice modern dishes, burgers, sandwiches, your regular dishes like salmon and chicken sandwiches and everything, which all was done with just a little bit of a unique twist to it.
So do you touch on all different types of Asian food, or is it specific to one type? And then with American, how would you best describe your food?
Yeah, we try to touch on different regions and everything like that. So we have you know, some dishes with Korean influences and Japanese influences and Thai influences, and to try to bring that all to your regular dishes you know and love, with all with like a twist of that kind of influence in the Asian culture.
So if a person's new to your restaurant, what might you recommend? Why don't you take me through a starter, a main course, and the dessert?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so for example, we're going to be participating in a restaurant week coming up February 28th to March 6th. It'll be the second year with the Chamber of Commerce, so we're excited. And
sure.
I'll probably say that depending on your price point and everything, we have these really yummy, they're called steam buns. They're like little basically little mini slider sandwiches done with, you know, Asian influences. We have these buns, different choices. We have these cod bao buns. We have pork belly bao buns, chicken bao buns, and they're just little mini, you know, appetizer snacks. Definitely, you know, recommend those. Those are on the Restaurant Week menu. Our notch salad is a, you know, really nice approachable dish. We season and roast all our peanuts in-house and everything. It has some really awesome, like, crunch to it. Maybe you're talking about your middle choice, your entrees, sure. Depending on, you know, your mood and everything like that. I love our burger. We have a smash burger that you can do a single 4-ounce patty or 2 4-ounce patties to make them like a double smash burger. We take soy caramelized onions and top them there. We house make our bacon as well. Super yummy. We have a couple fries choices too. We have these salt and vinegar fries that are really popular to pair up with your burger or sandwich. And if you wanted to go like a little bit higher end price point, we have these awesome ginger glazed scallops.
Ooh, that sounds
nice
good.
10 scallops that are pan-seared, and we do a really nice like coconut, apple, pineapple fried rice that is accompanies the scallops. That's probably our most popular dish, I'd probably say, especially leading into the spring and summertime as we hopefully get out of this winter here.
Sure, and for dessert?
But yeah, dessert. Yeah, we have pineapple caramelized cake with a homemade vanilla ice cream. We also have like a little bit more unique to Thai. We have a Thai tea house-made ice cream with pretty nice portion-sized brownie that goes with it. Do like a sundae kind of thing for the dessert there. Nice to share between two or three people. So, yeah, all those dishes and our options on our restaurant week menu coming up February 28th to March 6th.
So I'm hearing some Thai influence here. Yeah. When you describe the main course, I'm hearing some Thai influence. Am I right?
Yeah, we have, well, I think, you know, from my roots at White Orchids as well, we try to bring some Thai influences to some of the dishes. Our pad Thai is probably our most popular entree at the restaurant. We have some other nice curries and different things that accompany our different seafood options. We have a miso glazed cod that has some a nice like rice porridge that goes with it that has some nice influences from my restaurant, White Orchids, over there.
So, Jeff, if a person's coming to your restaurant for the first time, what must they have?
I think probably our most savory and dish that people are, you know, walk away with talking about is our a dish coming from Thailand. It's called the khao soi. It's a khao soi ramen. So we use egg noodles, and we do this nice beef consomme curry broth with it. We do a 60-minute CV egg with some nice 48-hour roasted brisket, and it's a super savory. Been wanting to do it a long time at White Orchids, but just didn't have a lot of the proper tools and space for it. But yeah, we wanted to bring that dish to Notch, and that's definitely one of the go-to entrees.
When you think about fusion, what are you really saying?
Well, when we opened up Notch, we're developing the concept, we wanted to kind of be a little bit a notch you know, above the Asian fusion scene here in Lehigh Valley. A lot of the restaurants that are Asian fusion have components of different Asian restaurants, and they have, you know, a page of these are your Japanese selections, these are your Thai selections, and these are your, you know, Chinese dishes and everything. And we kind of wanted to fuse that all together where you see these influences on every dish, and then the dishes that you choose that you know and love growing up, your burgers, your main center of the dishes, plates like your scallops or your salmon, you know, and combine right. Some of these flavors so that not are you just choosing from a menu page of Thai dishes. You can kind of see those influences in all the dishes. So, yeah, kind of really bring a nice twist to your modern American food.
We are talking with Jeff Virginapa, the owner of White Orchids Thai Cuisine and Notch Modern Kitchen and Bar. How do we find Notch Modern Kitchen and Bar? Where are you located?
Hamilton Boulevard, across from Hamilton Crossings, right in Lower Macungie. We have our patio you can see from Hamilton Boulevard. It's a nice location right in the heart of Lower Macungie.
All right. Jeff, Have a great restaurant week. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to having it.
You've been listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.